Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? But she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the pain turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff. What about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, better bow down before that image that day. Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes. With no fear in their hearts, I can hear them say,
I won't let nothing turn me around.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta call through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my crown. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We are praying that all is well and that on yesterday you had a wonderful time in the Lord and worshiping and praising Him for what He has done, what He's doing, and what He will do for us in days to come if He so desire. We're in James, the third chapter, verses 13 through 18. We kind of introduced verse 13 last week. James asked a question in verse 13. He says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Question is very poignant. It's clear. There is no skepticism about it. James just simply asked, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Then James describes how you can know a wise man. He says, let him show out of a good conversation or manner or behavior of life his works with meekness. Number one, he is to live a good life. Number two, he is to show his behavior, his works with meekness. He must be a humble and gentle individual. James says that there are two traits that the wise man must demonstrate if he is to be wise. Now, James is not talking about a person who has knowledge or facts alone that comes with being a wise man and a wise teacher. One must accumulate information or facts and information and transfer that to those to whom he or she is teaching. But there are two qualities that a teacher must show if he is wise. Number one, the trait of good behavior or conduct. And what this means is that a wise teacher does exactly what he should or she should. Wisdom and knowledge have to do with how a person behaves and conducts himself, not only with knowing facts and being a scholar. A person must take the facts and apply them to himself. This is true in any field or profession, but especially true in the field of biblical teaching. A biblical teacher must live what he teaches and preaches. Secondly, James says that a wise man must demonstrate the trait of meekness. The truly wise and knowledgeable teacher will show forth meekness. And what this word means in the original language, it means to be gentle, tender, humble, mild, considerate, but strongly so. Meekness has the strength to control and discipline. It does so at the right time. Well, here are some qualities or characteristics of a person who has a meek and humble mind. Meekness has a humble state of mind, but this does not mean the teacher is weak, cowardly, and bowing. Well, in school, in the Methodist School of Preaching, the school from which I graduated some years back, I never will forget that one of the instructors, Brother Roy J. Hearns, told some of the white brethren that they needed to follow suit of some of the black brothers that were preaching in chapel. And this is exactly what he said. Some of you white brothers need to either put some fire in your lesson or put your lesson in the fire. And what Brother Heron was indicating was that we need to be gentle, tender, humble, and mild and considerate, but we need to be strongly so. We need to preach with conviction. If you preach something and that you don't preach it in a way that you have conviction about it, it's not going to influence other people. So the meek teacher simply loves people and loves peace. Therefore, he walks humbly among men, regardless of their status and circumstance in life. Associating with the poor and lowly of this earth does not bother the meek teacher. He desires to be a friend to all and to help all as much as possible. This is where meekness is important. Meekness has a strong, not only a humble state of mind, but it has a strong state of mind. It looks at a situation and wants justice and right to be done. It is not a weak mind that ignores and neglects evil and wrongdoing, abuse and suffering. If someone is suffering, meekness steps in and does what it can to help. If evil is being done, meekness does what it can to stop and correct it. If evil is running rampant and indulging itself, meekness actually strikes out in anger, righteous anger, that the anger is always at the right time and against the right thing, not the person, not angry with the person, but angry with the actions of the person. Meekness has a strong self-control, controls his spirit and mind. He controls the lust of his flesh. He does not give way to ill temper, retaliation, passion, indulgence, and license. The meek teacher dies to himself, to what his flesh would like to do, and he does the right thing, exactly what God wants done. In summary, the meek man walks humble, tender, but strong state of mind, denying himself, giving utter considerations to others. He shows a controlled and righteous anger against injustice and evil. A meek man forgets and lives for others because of what Christ has done for him. Listen to what Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Meekness will cause a teacher or a brother or sister in Christ, when they see their brother been overtaken, go to them in the spirit of meekness, not judgmental, not defaming, not casting down, but to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. The Apostle Paul iterates the same sentiment in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 1 through 3. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. How, Paul, how do you want us to walk? How does God want us to walk this vocation? With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing, putting up with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Again, in writing to the young evangelist Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. And to the other young evangelist Titus in Titus chapter 3 and verse number 2, Paul penned these words, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. And finally, in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 4, pen these words, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even an ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come as bad children before a good father. We acknowledge that we are frail humanity and from time to time fall short of your glory. But when we do, and brought to our attention, we confess, repent, and pray. And we know that your blood, your son's blood, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Be with all that are on the call this morning. Strengthen our hearts, minds, and souls, that we may learn to be wise people of yours in our society, in our homes, in our schools, on our jobs, and even among our brothers and sisters in the church. Father, help us to always be mindful that you love us, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten son, and that we are ordinary people, and we know that you use ordinary people because you give us extraordinary power to live the Christian life. And when we falter or fail, you've given us a mindset to get up and to do that which is right. Father, we ask that you be with every teacher that teaches on this platform. Be with the host, Brother Bradshaw and his family, the church there at Central. We ask that you would bless it, that they would do those things that are in harmony with your will, that lives would be blessed, the church will grow, and that it would manifest itself in the community, that men will cry out, what must we do to be saved? Go with us through the furtherance of this day. Help us to walk worthy of that vocation wherein we have been called, and that will be enough. Precious Son, Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen.